Were you the author of that op-ed? Could you comment on it? Thank you.
So it shouldn't surprise anyone that the New York Times, a liberal newspaper that has attacked this administration relentlessly, chose to print such a piece. And if that piece is true, if it's accurate, if it's actually, I think they described it as a senior administration official, they should not well have chosen to take a disgruntled, deceptive, bad actor's word for anything and put it in their newspaper. It's sad more than anything else that our nation's come to where you have, if it is what it is purported to be, it is sad that you have someone who would make that choice. I come from a place where if you're not in a position to execute the commander's intent, you have a singular option. It is to leave. And this person instead, according to the New York Times, chose not only to stay, but to undermine what President Trump and this administration are trying to do. And I have to tell you, I find the media's efforts in this regard to undermine this administration incredibly disturbing.
And I'll answer your other question directly, because I know someone will say, gosh, you didn't answer the question. It's not mine.